coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Get up. Get out of here.
It is nice out.
I mean, nice out
a little cooler
there.
Today, but man, what a day yesterday.
Beautiful, perfect day yesterday. You couldn't ask for a nicer day. Although about 8 o'clock last night, something was blowing in here from the north.
Oh, that was awesome.
It seems like it was just going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Cool. It's like it dropped like 30 degrees and the wind just started blowing from the north and... Yeah, but it rained a little bit, but nothing major.
No,
right?
But I think...
thunder, and it was just like, ooh, something's coming.
Dog was scared.
Oh, but yeah,
it was.
Milton.
I know. He jumped. Mm-hmm. But that was a nice ending to a great... That was a great day yesterday. I mean, we got a lot of yard work done, Mother's Day. Well, your mother, I know, is in heaven, but what did your wife do yesterday?
They went to Kohler.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Got the old...
$95 a brunch...
It wasn't $9.50, it was $95. Wow.
Yeah. But you know what? It's great. And I love seeing everybody's pictures on Mother's Day and the whole thing. I think that's great. And I think that's wonderful. Yep.
That was good.
So
day.
Yeah. But you went and spent time with your mother. You're only one amongst us that still has a mother. You should feel good about that.
I do. I every day I'm grateful.
Todd, that was a really nice picture of your mom and dad on your Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's a great day. I mean, mothers are, they're unbelievable, right?
And unbelievable.
Even at the shelter last Monday, I lead that community conversation discussion. We went around the room, and most of them, I think really, come to think of it, I think all of them, their mothers had passed away. But boy, did they all have great things to say about their mom.
Yeah.
Because those guys had some trouble, be it a marriage or maybe some time
absolutely.
In jail. But their mothers always stood
by. Yeah.
Dads always didn't. But boy, did they speak high of their mothers. So, yeah, I made my mom a little, something she wanted to eat. Well, not everything, but I wanted to do something special. So I called her. I said, how about some fried rice? Because that's, shrimp and, that sounds good. So I went and got all the ingredients. And that takes 2 days to make, right? Because you have to make the rice and let it cool and dry out a little bit. And, so the eggs and, onions and carrots and peas.
Sounds great.
Well, it was great. However, then you're supposed to add soy.
However.
Well, I liked it. So when you make fried rice, then you add, obviously, soy sauce to it, right, to give it that flavor. And I was low on soy sauce. And I thought, I got to get some more. So I went to the store. And next to the soy sauce was fried rice sauce. And
sounds
soy
good.
The soy sauce was like, whatever, $1.29. The fried rice was like $5.
I think mom's worth an extra
$4. $4 or $5. I'm like, oh, I'm in. So I bought that. And so we went up to her apartment and she's eating. She wasn't eating. I said, Mom, what about the rice? Oh, no, that's way too spicy. So I learned. Next year, I'm going with cheap soy sauce. Because she even said, remember we talked to her on Friday?
Yeah, she loves that's her favorite meal.
Right. It's one of her favorite meals. And I thought, but I thought I was going to enhance it a little bit, but it didn't work.
No.
Anyway, but everything else was fine.
Good.
Yep.
I only heard my mom swear one time.
John, I don't think I... Wow. What did you do?
I got beat up one time.
Huh?
Kind of beat up. This older kid, I had it coming. And he was one of the tough kids. And he was 2 years older than me. And I was probably in like the fifth grade. He got smacked around a little bit.
Yeah.
And ripped the hood off my coat. The old coats. And she called his mom or grandma. And that's the only time I heard her use the... some language, not the big words, but the GD type of ever touch my
right.
Yeah.
Oh boy, they defend their kids.
Oh, they defend their kids. Oh my goodness gracious!
They
defend their kids.
I get a brother who's,
I mean, it's the mama bear thing. It's like fine, everything's good, everything's good. You're gonna mess with my cubs,
right?
I'm not
so she never
anymore.
She never swore at you at all.
Never. Oh my god.
Wow.
No.
I didn't get
we
that.
Have three very different mothers. Because I heard everything in the book, and it was usually directed toward us kids.
Wow.
I can tell you a funny story with my dad one time. Remember I told a story. So there's this neighbors we had that lived up on the hill above us, okay? And had my dog tied up outside, like Beagle. Uh-huh. Had him just tied up to the clothesline pole type thing, enjoying it. And it was in the middle of winter, but it was a real nice day. And all of a sudden, I see this nasty German Shepherd just coming, making a beeline through our yard.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Goes after him. I go running out in stocking feet with a snow shovel. Oh, yeah. And I'm going after him, okay? Mm-hmm. And you know, I chase him off. And my dad, what's going on? And he said, you know, dog. Blah, blah. So he calls the guy, and he goes, and I go, I yell, you tell him if that dog yard comes in our yard, I'm going to shoot his bleeping, you know, yeah. What word I used, bleeping head off. And my dad goes, hang on a second. You watch your GD language.
That's awesome. Yeah. Kind of defending you, kind of scolding kind of you at the same time. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's cool. That's, yeah. That's typical dad. Yeah.
So I hope all the moms out there had a wonderful Mother's Day. And just really, and really, it seemed like what we got mostly from the texters the other day, huh, Todd, was just so I could chill.
Just, right. Just give you some time.
Just relax. But just.
But even to relax, like my wife just wanted to work in the garden. And
yeah, that's what
to
I mean. That's
labor,
day.
But that's, you know.
No, if that's what they enjoy relax, doing, that's so fantastic.
I know.
Love it. But yeah, went for another nice walk. Just a beautiful boy. There's a lot of people that walk in Green Bay. You know what's
yep.
nice yesterday,
true
though?
That
walking
true.
Around downtown Green Bay, which is just deserted on Sundays, except for the church bells. And that's kind of a cool thing. It's kind of an old school, small time thing.
I love it.
There's no traffic. There's no nothing
you can
except church bells.
Clear. Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah. No. And yeah, they do that. Yeah. Where I live, they always have the church bells going.
So you know what song I had in my mind the whole time?
I don't know.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning. Uh-oh. No way to hold my head. It didn't hurt. And I was walking the whole time singing that song.
Oh, I thought you were singing like a church song.
No.
Reflections back to being an altar boy. And,
oh, yeah,
because
yeah,
they
yeah.
play that religious song
yeah.
once in a while.
Yeah,
so.
No.
Okay,
nope.
All right.
Nope. You know what I've never been? I just realized it. I didn't realize. I've never been in the cathedral here.
Oh.
I didn't even know that was the cathedral. I always thought something else was the cathedral.
No, that's, man.
I always thought Willebrod was the cathedral.
No.
Because they used to talk about Vince Lombardi going to church there.
So?
So I assumed that was the cathedral. I assume Lombardi would go to the cathedral.
For some of you Packer fans. No, that's owned by the Norbertines. That's
okay. But it's downtown Green Bay, right?
They all are.
Well, okay.
I mean, it's very close. But no, the cathedral is where it's where the bishop's chair is, and he oversees the diocese.
So I know, but I didn't realize that. It's St. Francis, right?
Yeah, St. Francis Xavier.
I didn't know that until you guys walking by it yesterday. That was the cathedral.
However, if they would move his chair to St. Willibrord would become the cathedral.
Okay.
That's his chair that kind of designates.
All right.
But that's the most beautiful church in the diocese, I think.
I got to go.
That's where I go. Yeah.
All right. So today is National Fruit Cocktail Day. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, right?
Although that fruit you gave me the other day was really good.
Yeah.
With the pineapple.
Fruit cocktail isn't really fresh
it's
fruit.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
It's
just
syrupy.
Yeah. Right. That's. Yeah.
Now, all my Vietnam guys say, though, that was the number one thing they wanted in their backpacks was fruit cocktail. Number one thing.
I agree. It's syrupy. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Now, that stuff I
almost makes you thirsty.
Got you.
It's like, yeah. Today,
fresh.
Leprechaun Day. Why today instead of St. 17? Patrick's Day? Yeah, I don't know. Today is Cocktail Day. Oh, been waiting for that.
Huh. Boy, that's.
So you didn't like that drink I had the other night?
What do you need? No, I didn't. It was tequila. First of all, I don't like tequila, and that's all it was.
It's there. No, it's called Palermo.
Palermo.
Palermo. Yeah. It's tequila, Todd. It's tequila, squirt. I didn't even know they're still making squirt.
Yeah.
But it was tequila, squirt, and lime juice.
Oh.
It's a real nice summer drink.
Yeah. All seven of them.
I had three.
Okay, three.
And I didn't spill a drop. And you had one club soda and spilt it all over the dance floor.
That is true.
That is true.
I looked it up. It says Paloma?
Yes.
All right.
What is it?
That is the tequila squirt lime juice.
Yeah, yep. That's what it is. It's really, really good. Yeah. You got to try it sometime. Top Gun Day. All right. You know whose book I'm reading right now that's really good? And it's probably 40 years old or whatever, but John McCain's.
Oh.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Amazing story.
Oh,
amazing man.
When he was captive in the whole thing.
Autobiography?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
But that fire on the ship, the Forrestal, when they lost like 200 guys, what a horrible tragedy that was. Unbelievable. Today is Apple Pie Day. Love me some apple pie.
Yeah, that's...
Is he looking for his phone again?
I have no idea what he's doing, Jim.
Glasses.
Or Todd, I have
okay.
no idea.
All right, whatever.
There's a pair right there. You want those?
No, I got them.
You got them?
Okay. Apple Pie Day. Why today?
I don't know. I didn't come up with these, Jim.
Okay, that's right. You get them off the wire. Off the wire.
Apple pie day, but I always have to have apple pie with a piece of cheddar cheese.
See, I always
I have to have a piece of apple cheese.
Have you ever tried that though, Jim?
Nope. I haven't. When I hear that,
I can't even think of eating a piece of apple pie without a piece of
ice cream.
Cheese. Well, if you got the ice cream, okay. But generally, I like the cheese with it.
You know, even growing up, we had plenty of apple pie. Never did we have cheese. Like, I don't get it.
Sometimes if it was really hot, I would lift up the crust and I'd stick it in there where the hot apples were and put it back together and wait for the cheese to melt a little bit.
Cheddar. Or just any kind of cheese.
Any kind. Cheddar's the best, though. Yeah. And then it kind of melts.
Did you have that, Todd? Cheese on your apple pie?
I mean, here's the thing. I always thought it was really weird.
Yes.
But I'd see it a lot.
Yeah.
Right? So I tried it. It's pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. Full yin and yang,
yeah,
right?
Right. Yeah. Yes. You wouldn't think it would be good, Jim, but it kind of is.
It really. I bet a lot of people out there like cheese with their pie. Quick pull. I've been winning this pull.
I will do that pull.
Okay.
I'm in.
You're on. Yeah, okay.
Before you even said quick pull, people were texting in. So.
All right.
What's the question?
With apple pie.
Do you like it or have you had it?
Both. Either one. Just yes or no. Cheese with apple pie, yes or no.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't have cheese with like coconut cream pie. But with hot apple pie, piece of cheese.
Is that a Wisconsin thing, or is that like?
No, I've seen it like in posh restaurants and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never had that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Today is crouton day. I don't eat croutons. Croutons.
Why?
Because they're just loaded with carbs. I don't eat croutons. Whenever I have a salad, I always leave the croutons behind.
Oh man, there's so many.
Bike to work week. Bike to work week, Jim.
Okay.
Didn't we talk about this?
I didn't know it was this week. Okay.
What did you say the other night?
I'm going to start taking my bike because I can't afford the parking anymore.
Now, do you have zero reason not to bike work this
week? I'll take my bike.
All right.
Let's see. Yeah, I think I could do that tomorrow. I got to meet somebody after the show today. Okay. That crouton day, though, there's so many varieties. There's garlic, there's cheddar cheese, there's so many good.
I like a crouton on a salad.
Do you not?
Oh, yes.
Do you not eat them because of the carbs or you don't like them?
Carbs.
Jeez, there's so many other things you could cut out. Okay, bike to work week, I'll do that.
Morgan Wallen's birthday, he's a nut job. He's up for a felony charge. Stevie Wonder, 74, always one of the all-time greats. It's Dennis Rodman, 63, could never stand him.
No.
Darius Rucker, 58.
Saw him.
Stephen Colbert. And on our apple pie survey so far, cheese with apple pie, yes, 70%, no, 30%.
They're just waking up. Okay.
I rest my case. Mon and Mary get to start here on a Monday morning. Back after this. Teachers, keep on teaching. Hey, welcome back. Mon and Mary here on a beautiful Monday morning. A little chilly. 53 in Green Bay, 57 in Appleton, 59 in Oshkosh. You're listening to 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. And the big story really in sports, Sundance Wicks, who brought new life to the UW Green Bay basketball program, is out. He's going to the University of Wyoming, which is his home area, home state, hometown, all those sorts of things. But man, once again, it is tough to be a mid-major basketball school these days. If your players are good, they're going to leave for more money. If the coach is good, he's going to leave for lots more money.
Yeah.
It's just the nature of the beast. It is so tough coaching. And you know, do we have Steve Swann coming on this week, Todd?
I don't have it scheduled yet.
Okay, but Steve was longtime assistant coach for UW Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Long time with Dick Bennett. And at Stevens Point, the whole thing. And I just want to talk. He's been out of it for a while. But I want somebody that can look at it from a distance almost and see what in the world has happened in college sports. And I know a lot of people say, oh, these kids are getting paid. That's great. That's wonderful. Okay, great. But the whole thing is just in a weird state of flux. And the problem is one of the things that's hurting is high school kids getting recruited to get scholarships because there's so many people just transferring that some of these schools don't have a lot of spots to fill. And they don't even need to give out the scholarships. They just give it to kids that transfer in instead of, you know, banking on some 18-year-old. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, the thing that, and I don't blame them. I know that, but you know, we were at the steak fry And he's like, man, there is no place I'd rather be than right here in this room right now.
Right.
Nowhere in the country. The Green Bay way.
This is no place better.
We love it here. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I get that. I got to be honest with you because, you know, I got to be honest with you. I had some opportunities when I was mayor. People call. I'm like, no, this is I'm committed. This is where I belong. You know, that happened with the chancellor, too. Like, I was really disappointed. You know, I like Gary a lot. And, you know, kind of knew him a little bit. And, you know, this thing where I don't know. I don't think that speaks well for our community. And I agree that, once in a lifetime opportunity. But, man, I don't know. I didn't like when I read that. But, look, I'm happy for him. I think he's a super nice guy. He's been on our show a couple times. But, I don't know. That almost gives you some hesitation with the next guy, you know. And you start to wonder, you know, how long are people going to. Because I think Green Bay is. I don't know. I think if you say, look, I'm here, I'm committed. You know, and that they got to buy out his contract, $705,000. You look at that. What's the budget of GB? $150 million?
I don't know.
That's nothing.
I think.
And besides, Wyoming pays that.
We should probably start asking these people as they leave, you know, what besides, hey, it's home. It's what is it about the city that didn't keep you?
Well, and, I will say this. I think that transfer portal opened up people's eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you get one great player. Player of the year, basically, in the conference, maybe the best player in the conference, and he gets offers for like $100,000 or whatever I've heard to go to another school. How can you?
How do you combat that, right?
He had three players leave in the first 4 days. I mean, it's. I'm going to be honest with you, though, and I'm throwing this out there again. Gary Gresh has applied for that job a couple of times, and he's been turned down.
Oh, yeah. You like him.
Gary Gresh is what you need. You need somebody that's going to stay in Green
Bay.
He's
going to stay. He's got roots.
He's not going anywhere.
Right. He's got family.
He's staying in Green Bay. Yeah. He's a tremendous coach. He could bring in tremendous assistants. I'm telling you, if they don't go after Gary Gresh this time, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know if Gary would even go because I know he's been turned down a couple of times. Dick Bennett admitted he vouched for Gary a couple of times. As a letter of recommendation and talk to people, and he still didn't get the jobs. So, I don't know. Maybe it's past its time.
I wonder if Sundance, if they said, look, how committed.
60 to 40 now, the apple pie. Yes, oh, yeah. 60 to 40 now. Okay.
Yeah,
All right.
We'll win this. But I wonder if they said to him, and I kind of get that, like, I'm here, except if, you know, and then you give them that. You tell them right there in the interview, like, look, except if Notre Dame calls, I'm going.
Right.
And
coaches do have those.
Like, right.
I'll bet Sundance had that for Wyoming. Like, that's the one school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't feel as.
Well, I mean, it is his hometown. It's his home area, home state. He grew up there. He's coached there. It's where he came from. I mean, that's. Yeah. I of all the schools, if he was going to Southern Illinois, it'd be like, okay.
What's going on here? But, yeah.
You know, but I going back to his hometown, basically, I mean, that's. I don't know.
And that opened it's up because that guy went. Right, they didn't.
He's going to,
I think,
Texas Tech or someplace as an assistant, not even as a head coach, as an assistant coach.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just he brought so much excitement.
Oh, he did.
What he did in getting fans excited again.
And the thing is that you got. I mean, let's be honest. That program needed a little money.
Absolutely.
And he was the guy that was, you know, shaking the trees. So I don't. Yeah. I think it's too bad. I don't know.
I will say, sister, it's weird when somebody, he just signed a new contract.
Right. He just, a five-year
contract. Which and is, then, hey, I'm out. It is what it is.
But boy,
no use being those old guys sitting here, you know, biatching at windmills or whatever. It's the way the game is these days, and it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
What?
I don't like it, but. Yeah, you're right. There's nothing I can do about it. If that was in his contract up front, then I'm a little better with it. But look, I think good people get offers kind of often, really. And you just got to say, no, look, I'm here. Now, maybe in 5 years, I'll talk to you. But my commitment is here. I don't know why people can't stick to that.
You know who I would be real happy with?
Who's that?
You know, when we're at the steak fry. Some of those golf outings with him and these cookovers, we're going for thousands of dollars.
Right.
What do you do now? I mean, I bet $10,000.
Right. With Sundance.
Between going golfing with him and some people.
Right.
And he was going to have a couple of big backyard party things. And he was going to host all these.
And it was just something just as simple as a speaking engagement. Too.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they deal with all that. I don't know if I'm curious as if that was written in his contract because it. Yeah. Well, whatever. Whatever. It's over. You know, we got to find somebody. But I think when you get somebody at the top, I mean, you really got, they should have roots in Green Bay, family or their mom or something to keep them here.
Yeah, whatever. I agree.
Anyway, I'm happy for the guy. He is a great, great coach. I mean, you can't deny that, right?
Great motivator, that's for sure.
Oh, man, that guy had so much energy.
But even sitting at that steak fry that night, it's like, you know, Green Bay's in good hands. We've, you know, the Ryan, the Bo Ryan thing flopped. Yeah, right. Link Darner, nobody really knows whatever happened with that thing. Goes to the NCAA, then he gets fired, and nobody has said a word, whatever. And then this guy finally comes in. Right. It's like, we got him.
Right.
We got our guy.
For 5 years, which is a long time.
Absolutely. We got our guy.
But same time, you heard what Mark Murphy said. Last job he'd
want. Last job in the world he'd want right now is an athletic director in college.
Yep.
And he did it for, what, 23 years or something?
Was he at Colgate or Northwestern?
Colgate and Northwestern.
Both of them?
And he said it's the last. And I don't. I totally 100% agree.
Yeah.
Be the last job I'd want right now would be an administrator in college sports.
But we got to wish him well. Will we play him?
No, I doubt it.
Okay.
I mean, they could if they wanted to, but.
He's not out of league.
I don't think he's on the schedule for next week. I think it might be a while before anything like that happens.
If they're going to do a send-off, you know, I like I said, I didn't know him well.
No, when somebody leaves like this, it's usually pack up the moving vans and let's get out of Dodge as quick as possible. That's usually the way it goes. Yeah. Although sometimes, you know what they do? I remember Lindy Infante one time had an awesome garage sale when he left. All his old coaching jackets and everything like that. Sold them all. And he put Packers on it. He sold all. He didn't want to take a thing with Packers on it. There's a few guys that do that.
So I was going to ask you when I read that yesterday, like, is that the biggest surprise, coach? Like, I can't believe they're leaving. I mean, what in your, you know, those coaches like
for Green Bay? Well, yeah. The Link Darner one was weird. They went to the NCAAs. Everything looked like it was going really good. And then he gets fired. That was bizarre. So, but this one, yeah. But it's just disappointing. It's like he brought life to the program
again.
That's
a better word for it.
So,
anyway.
But we wish him well. Two new coaches at GB. Is that something this year?
Yeah.
All right, we got to start a quick break. Brittany Merlot will be joining us. Tracy and Peter Fluke will be joining us. Daryl Burnett will be joining us. Reggie Dissimer will be joining us. We got a lot of fun stuff today. Stay with us.
Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors, you want to feel confident that your choices will turn out exactly how you envisioned. Would it make more sense in your home to go with black frame windows or white? Whether your home is newer, classic, mid-century modern, or something truly historic, Pella's design works, lets you virtually see them. Give them a call. Set up a free in-home consultation. PellaWI.com.
Put my Pella screens on yesterday.
Did you?
Well, I didn't. Donna did, but they're put on.
I didn't. Donna did.
Well, okay. Mother's Day.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say Mother's Day, and you got your wife putting screens on the house?
I know. I should have done that.
Wow.
Okay.
Brittany Merlot.
Yes. All right, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you guys?
How are you?
Good.
Brittany, I don't want to. 80-degree day yesterday.
Oh, it was awesome.
Phenomenal.
Put the screens on. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it was great. We were outside quite a bit yesterday. Planted some flowers. I helped with. I dig the hole with the shovel.
Mm.
So
somebody's got to.
Yeah, but then she's like.
Yeah.
But she enjoys that. You want to, you know, it's not like it. I was trying to get out of work.
Whenever anybody. Yeah, my mom washed all the clothes and cooked a meal for 8 people, and then but she enjoys
she
that.
Enjoyed.
She
likes doing that. Yes, she looks happy.
Yeah.
So that's.
What did you do for Mother's Day, Brittany?
Oh, nothing actually. I was stuck up north. My mom is down south, so we're going to celebrate that a little bit later. But I feel like it's always Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I always try to thank her. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I think that's great.
I think that's what they do. Oh God. The loyalty they have to their kids is like Johnny was talking earlier about this whole, you know, that mama bears thing that people always talk about.
It's true.
That is so true. I mean, I was telling you, I work at a homeless shelter, and we kind of went around and talked about Mother's Day. What are you guys doing for Mother's Day? And, you know, you send out cards or call, whatever you want to do. And all those guys to a T, and these guys have had some issues and some problems. They, to a T, they all said their mother was the greatest person in their life, took care of their kids when they maybe were incarcerated, or they, you know, just stood behind them when sometimes other people didn't. So, yeah, I think they're great. We should. You're right. We should have it every day. Totally
agree. 100%.
Yeah.
Well, Brittany, last night I thought something was blowing in here that was just going to be nasty, crazy. It dropped like about 30 degrees and the wind came straight from the north and it was thundering and everything. But then it just kind of passed through. But did you guys get that? I mean, was there something brewing that was going to be nasty?
Yes, we got the same exact thing. I loved it. I actually went outside into the garage, you know, watched it roll in. It was beautiful with the sun behind it and the sun setting kind of time frame. Yes. Oh, gorgeous. But some heavy downpours, like you mentioned, those temperatures just dropped. And then those winds, too. There were 40-mile-per-hour gusts in some of those and up to pea-sized hail, but nothing too significant as that pushed through. It was a cold front. So we are, of course, going to see temperatures nowhere near the 80s right now, unfortunately, this week. Much cooler.
Did you guys see the Northern Lights this weekend?
No. I keep seeing pictures of them.
The reason why I popped on real quick is because Brittany's like, oh, I went out my garage to watch the storm. Brittany, did you watch the Northern Lights?
You're
this
more
weekend?
Northern?
Yes, I did. Okay. 100%.
All right. Are you lying to me? Did you see them?
I did. Okay. It was magical. I can really get into it. It was just converging like right above. I've never seen that before. You know, I've lived in Minnesota up north and I've seen a lot of Northern Lights and I've went out chasing them, but to see them above you, to all around you. I mean, every angle that I turned, I was looking south for hours just watching the Northern Lights. That is extremely rare how strong that was. I mean, we got to a KP index of 8. About 2 years ago when I was living in Appleton, I was able to see them, take pictures, beautiful, even through the city lights. I didn't leave town either. And then this time I didn't leave town. I was in Wausau. City lights, well, we don't really have too crazy of city lights up here. But, you know, I didn't go to the middle of the woods and I was able to see it. I actually saw the colors. I saw pink. I saw green. And it looked like a hazy cloud, right? But once I took my camera out on my phone, just took a picture on night setting. Oh my gosh.
Wow. What time is that happening, Brittany?
Isn't that
midnight? Sundown? Or is it that late?
I thought it was, what time does that happen? I should know that.
So that happened, the strength was KP9, a G5 storm at about, I think it was 9 p.m. You could see it through at least 2 or 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Friday. This was on Friday. So then last night, or Saturday night, I guess it was like at a 6 to a 7. I didn't see much going on. I did check it out. And then last night, I just needed to sleep.
You said you were looking south. Why were you looking south for the Northern Lights?
Well, here's the thing. They were everywhere. First, I started looking north, and they were so prominent and bright, and I was mesmerized. Then I looked up, and I realized, oh, they're above me, and there's greens and pinks all mixing together. It was wild, so mesmerizing, so beautiful. But then I looked around and I was like, oh my gosh, they're to the south. They are in every direction. That's how strong.
You know, that before, you know, people like you came on the into our lives, can you imagine what people before they had all these meteorologists like those pictures end of the world, right?
They do.
That when they get the different colors, and I didn't see them, I wish I would have, but
yeah, me too.
But it's not like Halley's Comet. I mean, these are going to be back in what, 2 years, right?
It'll happen again, I'm sure. Right. I mean, that strength, I don't know. That hasn't happened that strong since 2003.
Wow.
So that was pretty
rare. How long is it going to last? Does anybody know?
Are they done?
How long is it last? I think it's still like a KP index of 6 tonight, but that's kind of really not good enough. You got to be way up north, probably closer to Lake Superior.
Oh, that's cool.
I wish I could have gotten the roof up here.
Yeah.
But you could have.
Yes.
You should have.
Can we get on the roof here, Todd?
I don't know. I guess if we really want to.
You're the one paying rent.
Oh my gosh, let's do that.
All right, I'm going down there next time.
Yeah. Come on down.
Yeah.
I mean, no lie. I spent the entire night. Everybody's like, ooh, I wake up to all these pictures. I slept. I went to bed right. early. I stayed too. In bed.
Yeah. Todd.
Old people problems, basically, is what
we like
is.
The pictures. Send me a picture. But those were cool pictures. I mean, I tell you, that was unbelievable.
I did do the same thing that you did, Brittany. When that stuff really started blowing through here, I went outside just to see it coming down the river type thing. Because it seemed like something really nasty was moving through.
I was kind of hoping, but.
Me too.
Watching storms, lightning. I don't, yeah, like drapes, curtains, you know, it's just, yeah, it was cool. My dog got a little freaked out. He didn't like that, but that was.
Is there anything that doesn't freak out your dog?
No,
I swear, there's nothing that doesn't freak out your dog. Hey, Brittany, we got to readjust something that we've talked about.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Well, our biking thingy,
Yes.
Okay. So we had somebody on the other day, an expert bikist, bicyclist, cyclist. And we asked, how long do you think it would take for us to get to Shawano? And he said 5 to 6 hours
for us.
Oh, wow.
5 to 6 hours.
Yeah. Brittany. Oh,
Peter says 3. Okay. We'll ask Peter. But what do you think, Brittany? Do we have to rethink this a little bit?
Because
I mean, let's do it still. Who cares? Maybe we take it 2 days if we have
That's
to.
That's what I mean. We got to work an overnight thing.
No,
I know with the work schedule. No, we got maybe they'll let us off.
We could do it on the road, Jim. We've got the equipment, right, Todd?
Todd, are you in?
I mean, I'll be there. I'll be the producer's vehicle following you.
Yeah.
Do you have bike racks for the way home?
But very far away because I know the chafing that John will be.
Okay. Oh, man. I've got that now just for walking.
Yeah, listen to that all the way home. Ugh. Okay. We got to figure this out. We got to pick a date and then.
I got to get some of that monkey butt.
We got to.
Serious. That's what truck drivers use when they chafe.
Why a truck driver? He sit all day.
From sitting all day with your jeans rubbing on your thighs? I'm not even lying, but I can show you right here. Right
I don't. Now. That's fine. I'll pass.
What's happened here? It's painful. Like you can't believe. Then when you sweat in it, it's
enough.
I'll have to get the chafing cam out and oh my god, in the studio.
No. So Brittany, we need a couple hour. We need a couble hour. We need a couple hour head start.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Couple hour head start. I agree. Maybe. We leave in the morning, have lunch somewhere, and then keep going, and then we'll be able to meet up, and maybe we just don't ride back.
No, we're not riding back.
We're not riding back.
No, we know that.
We're doing 5 hours one way.
No.
We ain't doing that.
No, okay.
We're leaving the bikes there. We're catching a ride.
Somebody with a bike rack.
Exactly. We need a follower, trailer.
That's Todd.
Don't they have that on, Tour de France?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, of course, with the cameras.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we're on the guys want to be on camera the entire time?
No.
We got a GoPro the bike.
That might be harder than you think.
Well, but today is National Bike to Work Week.
It is.
We got Peter and Tracy Flukey coming up to talk about their biking trip to New York coming up. This is my season of biking. I'm going to buy my bike this week.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Buying my bike this week.
From the Green Bay Bike Collective?
Yeah.
Those guys are helping us out at the shelter because a lot of people, that's their mode of transportation. They came in, they're fixing the inner tubes and whatever. Do they still have inner tubes? Whatever. They're fixing the bikes. Whatever.
By the way, you know what I was tempted to use this week? Brittany, have you ever used one of those little, what do you call them? They're right out here. The little.
The scooters, the electric scooters?
Yeah. What are those called? There's a.
They have so many different names, I feel
like. No, but
like
the guy invented them.
Bought them.
But he's an Appleton. Oh,
somebody just texted us, and cornstarch also works, Johnny. I'm going to try some cornstarch. You got cornstarch I can borrow?
Jeez, John, not for that.
I think that would get kind of gummy, wouldn't it? I mean, you'd be making a human slurry is basically what you'd be making.
Oh, God, you guys are smell. Oof. Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, have you tried baby powder?
Yeah, baby powder type stuff.
They sell some cornstarch, also these.
Look in your kitchen, see if you've got some cornstarch. I'll only use a little bit. I'll give you the rest back. God, it's not like
I'd never
take
use it
again.
All right. What the scooters? They're all over the place.
I know. Anyway, I've never used one, though. But it says that you're not supposed to use them on sidewalks. That's all I ever see is people use them on sidewalks.
Right? Yeah.
You ever used one of those, Brittany?
Oh, gosh. It's been so many years, but I have. And it shut off once you go outside of the limits. It's like,
does it? Because the reason I was asking, what is that, Todd?
Birdie scooters?
Birdie scooters.
Yeah, the bird.
The reason I was asking is, could we take those to Shawano?
No, that's cheating.
Okay.
God.
I'm just asking,
maybe the
Jim.
Way home. Maybe the way back. Yep. But yeah, that's...
I thought that'd be fun.
Okay, Brittany.
Wouldn't it, Todd?
I don't think we have enough insurance to cover that.
Yeah.
Can they go up hills pretty good? Because there's some hills between here and Shawano. I think that would be a blast to do that all the way to Shawano. Yes or no?
I don't think... Can you do that on the trail?
Well, I think so. Don't you think, Todd?
I don't think you have motorized vehicles.
I can't think. Yeah,
I don't think you have motorized vehicles, except for,
Well, it's not motorized. It's electric.
Oh. And you'd have to let the company give you access because they shut it off after a certain range.
I did not know that. Yeah. I didn't know those had built-in sensors or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you got to find them, too, because some of these don't return them.
Do you have to use your credit card to use them? And then how much does that cost?
It's not that much, but if you don't return it, there's a fee.
Why don't you just take one of those home with you? Come to work on that in the mornings.
Oh, there you go, Jim.
No, I'm taking my bike. It's bike to work.
Oh, you're not going to.
I think tomorrow I'm going to take my bike. I'm bringing my bike tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. This week, though. This week.
Well, you tomorrow. Have to figure that out. And then if you don't, you get charged a fee.
Okay. You're fine. $10.
$10. Yep. That's cool. All right. Yeah. I'll commit to taking my bike to work.
I'm going to sit outside of your house tomorrow morning, wait for you to come out on your bike. And I'm going to video it the entire way.
Yeah.
That did happen back in the day when I was mayor. There was bike to school day, right? Remember that, Brittany? You were probably.
I do.
So I came out of my house and there's the cops there with his little flashers on. So I got this little escort down to
City Hall. Oh my God.
I really did. Woo-hoo. I didn't even ask for that. That was just like, it was the.
So no, mayor's nobody, out on the bike.
Right.
Yeah. Cops out
there. That's really what it was. It was
security,
kind of like,
we're at checkpoint Charlie.
We're on Monroe. Yeah.
What was your nickname? Do you have a nickname? Because I don't have a nickname for like the president.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but
the eagle has landed.
I will say.
Shetland Pony is en route. Shetland Pony is en route.
Mayor's down. Mayor's down.
Mason and Maine. Code blue.
I thought that was a little weird. I'll admit that. But I was like, it was a big deal. And Shetland Pony on the pavement. I did not request the cops. So right. I'll just say that.
Just
but
checking.
It was
all right.
Yeah, that was cool. Okay. So yeah, this week though, do you work out of your studio home? Do you take your bike to work, Brittany?
Yes, I work out of my studio home. So okay. I take my bike out on lunch and after work.
I always wanted a home studio. Todd, build me a home studio.
Yeah, we'll get right on that. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Brittany, always a pleasure having you here, but we need to work on this the Shano thing. Like I said, we might need you to come to Suamico.
Yeah, that would be more halfway for us.
Yeah.
But Brittany, it's what is today? May, what? 18? What did I have?
11, 12? 11,
12.
13.
Okay.
13th.
We have to pick a date. And I don't want it to be like 90. So pick a date.
I do. I love doing stuff. You sweat more, Jim.
Yeah, no.
You feel like you're really accomplishing something when you sweat more.
John,
you with me on that, Todd?
The chafing, though.
Yeah, there you go. John,
no, it lubricates it.
Yeah. I don't think it does.
Brittany, you pick the date. We'll be there.
Okay.
Just find a date where it's not going to rain. It's not going to be too hot.
Oh, my God.
Figure that out. You're the meteorologist.
Could get a rickshaw for him.
Yes, I will figure that out.
Right. Thank you, Brittany Merlo. Love having you on.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Brittany. Take care. Wow. I feel like you're losing enthusiasm for this project.
Yeah, me too.
You feel that, Todd?
Can't be rainy. Can't be sunny. Yeah.
Can't be 90.
She's the meteorologist.
No wind.
She's gotta
can't
pick
have any wind.
Day. We can have a couple, but I...
Just a slight breeze from the southwest.
And then, yeah.
Back after this.
What is this?
I'm not sure. Oh!
Just a song that Todd wanted to hear.
You are the producer.
You know, I've got Roku.
Yeah.
And I'm always finding new stuff on there.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. It's like, oh my gosh, look at this one. And I found one of 80s music, 80s and 90s videos. Those were good.
Oh, yeah.
Really cheesy, but really well made.
Cheesy, but well made.
I don't, that doesn't, yeah.
I think the cheesiest video from the 80s is I Ran So Far Away from Flock of Seagulls. Because what they did was they had a wall of mirrors kind of in a circle.
Yeah.
And the band was in the circular thing that spun around a camera.
Yeah.
Okay. But because the camera was shooting toward mirrors, you could see where the camera was sitting.
Oh, no.
And in order to kind of hide it, they took like aluminum foil and wrapped the tripod and stuff. It was really cheesy.
Oh, yeah, don't you hate that? There used to be like cheap movies made. I remember one of them was Walking Tall. Do you remember Walking Tall?
Yeah.
Everybody went to see that in like 73, 74, that era about Buford Pusser from down in Tennessee, Pusser, the big sheriff guy. And I remember one scene, the microphone, you could see the microphone.
Yes.
And it's like, when you're editing that thing, you mean you can't, somebody right. can't say, hey, Bob, we need to reshoot this scene. Why? The microphone's in the picture.
Yeah. Or you watch an old Western, right?
Yeah.
Or even further back, and there is a plane in the air or something
contrails.
Like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That happens on soaps once in a while. Not that I watch soaps. I just want to say that when I was living out west, a friend of mine was in a...
What was your favorite?
Barbershoppers. No, he had a...
General Hospital.
They had to do a... they needed a barbershop quartet.
All my children.
I don't know which one, but you could see the wires. I mean, the cords.
Yeah.
It was... So, but those soap operas, they do that pretty quick.
I think that would be the greatest job in the world, being a soap opera person.
It kind of is. However,
in the world.
However, I think you really take on that persona, and there's people who don't like you when you're out in public.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah. That's you talk about being typecast.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But you can also run the tables for 20 years.
I was going to say, I think it was Jennifer Aniston's dad was on it for like 50 years. Right. And that's all he had to do is show up for work.
Right. And they probably do 5 a day. So you got the week off.
Yeah.
But you get into a soap. Better than a sitcom. Because soaps run the tables a lot longer than even.
That was my dream when I was in college, when I was actor of the year. Yeah. I always think I want to be in a soap. Never felt like I had that look. Right. Never felt like I had the look to be in a soap.
Reality sitting in.
Yeah, okay.
You could play like the evil guy in town, right? That kind of had a restaurant, but there was some other stuff going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Good point.
But they got to write you in for a long time. We can't just. But that, if you know, everybody's fear is being typecast because it ruins your career. But if you got a 25 years,
write it
right,
and you're getting a paycheck, man.
And you go to the same place every
day. She's with apple pie down to 55 to 45. There you go. Make a bit of a comeback. I don't like to see that. I want to win this one because we got a bet on this. Got a legitimate bet riding on this one.
Okay.
Don't we?
Well, we'll go for apple pie.
All right. Absolutely.
Let's do that.
Had a nice time the other night. Dennis, Indiana. Congratulations to them. Dennis Peters, a.k.a. Dennis Lee Roth from the Glam Band. And had a really nice time at...
I forgot the name. Boy, that place Dundas. God, was that the middle of nowhere.
Town of Dundas.
The town of Dundas.
What is Dundas best known for? I know, but I'm not positive. Todd, do you know?
I don't know.
Let's see if we get first person. You know, I've got one of those really cool caps that you wear all the time. You look very gangster in it.
Yep.
And I mean that in a nice way.
Yep.
From the Heights restaurant down here. He gave me 3 of them to give away as prizes. They're really cool. I'm going to give one away. What is Dundas best known for? But I might be wrong. Okay. Well, yeah, so if somebody comes up with it right here, I will say, oh, I must be right. First person to text. Dundas. Although they could use a sign for Dundas Street, HM. Because there's no sign that says that's the street. If you don't have GPS,
but,
I don't know how you're going to find it.
We saw it 4 times, even though it was a one evening event, John.
There it is. Yes. Todd?
The answer of the question of the day from John Mino, Dundas is best known for the Testicle Festival.
That is true.
There you go.
That is true.
Actually, that's 2 bells.
Who got that in? They get a cap. They get a cap from the
Heights. That is Tori this morning.
Tori.
Tori, yes. That they were talking about.
I've never
about
been to
that.
It, but do they really do that, right?
They got, yeah.
And is it cows?
Like a delicacy.
Is it cows?
I got to believe they have a variety of.
I don't know.
And they probably, you know, pickled testicles. Right.
Ugh. All right. I'm not going to that one.
That went a little too far.
That went way too far, Jim.
Well, how do you get gravy? What, are you going to just eat them?
Kiss your mother with that mouth?
No.
What's wrong with you? I don't even know you anymore. Oh, my God.
Anyway,
I'm serious. I'm just done with you.
Just in terms of seeing Dundas more than I wanted to, I didn't want to see it the first time. But so Johnny and I go out there, and of course, he puts his credit card down and run up a tab. And, you know, he's drinking like a fish, but I was driving, so I was okay with that. Then we're driving home. And he's like, hits me in the arm. Ah, I forgot my credit card. Can you turn around? Flashback to when he and I went to Plainfield to Kroot's
cottage.
And we're halfway home. And I forgot my keys. So don't know if he's forgetful around me or if it's the alcohol that plays in. But we went back.
I had 2 drinks.
Oh, you didn't. You had more than that.
I had 2 drinks.
Really?
3.
Doubles?
No, they weren't.
Maybe.
Well, at a wedding reception, they always do that. Yeah, they always add a little extra, little friendly pour, as they say. What?
Friendly
pour. Todd, is that true? Yes or no?
I think it depends on, you know, who's paying and stuff. But,
yeah. He teed it. He was, and everybody, well, John Mino's here. So, yeah, they probably pour a little strong for you.
Yeah. Yeah. But then once again, we were there for 1 minute. I have my Palermo, what are they called, Todd?
Paloma.
Palomas.
I had my Paloma.
Which is tequila and tequila.
My Paloma. Remember it that way.
Yep. Okay. And Jim had his glass of, what'd you have, Jim?
I had Club soda.
Club soda.
She put a lemon in.
Right in the middle of the whole thing. Here's Dennis and his lovely wife and Deanna. Oh, congratulations, yada, yada. And all of a sudden there's this crash. Okay. Because somebody right in the middle of everybody dropped his drink and smashed it all over the floor. The ladies had to come out with the mops.
They did.
And the brooms.
They were quick with that.
They were very efficient.
I tipped them $10.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Because the picture I saw was the woman sweeping up and Jim just kind of watching over it. Yeah.
No, you missed the spot right now. You're doing it wrong. Okay, there's an ice cube but under then, the chair there,
they,
you know.
Then they brought the mop in. Did you see that after the lady swept it up? She brought the mop in. Yeah, no, I did. I swear to God, I did tip them.
They knew what they were doing.
I just missed the table. Yeah. I meant to set it. Oh, this is what's the name of your drink?
Paloma.
My Paloma. That's nice that he found this.
That's the last time I'm giving you a gummy when we go someplace. All right, we got to set it right. So Peter, Peter Tracy will be joining us right after this. My little prince.